News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, certain parts of America. This is Sound Bites. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
I love hearing that, I must tell you. It is the 31st of August in the year 2002, and we are going to take your computer questions and maybe even give you some computer answers here. But first, we're going to start with a little bit of news, and we're going to start...
Wait a minute. One big question, though.
Yeah.
Where'd summer go?
Yeah, we still have summer. It's okay to wear white until Monday.
Oh, I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Visible white. I'm talking to... It's time for you to give the news, though, now.
I have to?
No, you don't have to. We'll start with Steve, because he's totally relaxed. And
Two things, folks. Another virus has just been upgraded from a low risk to a medium risk. So it's called Yaha.
And what
it comes with, of course, with an attachment. And you folks that just can't live without Look Express have definitely something to be worried about, because that is how it gets out and spreads itself. And it says, "Oh, great pictures. Check this out. Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I want you to see this." And I mean, it comes with a lot of different attachments referencing either hot chicks or this type of stuff, and it's usually got the "you are" in it. In the subject line. So if you see that, make sure you don't open it. And by all means, definitely update your virus programs, which we've been telling you right along. The other thing is you also might get this new Trojan that comes up and poses as an antivirus upgrade. Sorry, but they don't do that, folks. You can have your programs automatically behind the scenes go up and grab it, but you will not get an email. I don't care whether it's from Norton or McAfee, Inoculant, any of them will not sit there and send out to all the people, here's an update, because they just don't do that. So if you see that, again, delete it. It's a hoax, and you don't want that virus either.
Perfect. Thank you. Steven?
Yeah, we had some interesting news this week from a competitor to Apple. Gateway has started...
Are there any real competitors to Apple?
Yeah.
The couch.
Gateway has started advertising their new Profile 4 flat-screen computer directly against the iMac and featuring the flat-screen iMac in their ads. And it's kind of an interesting hit. It's the first time a PC company has taken a direct hit against Apple, as near as anyone can remember. But their Profile 4 flat-screen doesn't look as pretty as the iMac, of course. But they say that the Profile 4 comes in five different configurations, running from $1,000 to $2,000. So their entry-level model is a little cheaper than the entry-level Apple model, but doesn't have quite the same software bundle that Apple has for the digital music, digital audio, and digital movies. So it's interesting to see how the market is going and realizing that that every now and then Apple comes out with a great product, and then you see all these different competitors to it.
Yep.
And speaking of great products, the OS 10.2 released last weekend, sold 100,000 copies over the weekend. That's the biggest software rollout that anyone can remember again. And 50,000 people came to the Apple stores over the weekend. That's just the Apple stores, not third-party dealers like us at Jesse Group. So it's really interesting to see how fast OS 10 is taking off, and hopefully we'll get some great new applications for it.
Terrific. Couple of interesting things. First, MP3s. Those of you who use MP3s, they're not free anymore. The company that owns the patent on the technology is Thomson Multimedia. They have always said that they could and would at some point start charging royalties to any commercial software or hardware makers that use the technology. But for a long time, they did not do that. Now they are saying that they are going to have to. No license fee is expected for desktop decoders players that are distributed free of charge, but there is a charge for everyone who actually creates an MP3 or sells or downloads or distributes an MP3. We may be changing to Ogg Vorbis for our stuff, since since we are not going to pay Thomson Multimedia a dang stinking red cent for any of this. But we'll see. Ogg Vorbis is another compression media thing that they say is in fact superior to MP3. Almost every MP3 player on Earth can play Ogg Vorbis right now, and if not, you can download an update that does.
The same thing happened a few years ago with the GIF compression format.
Right.
Yep.
Right, exactly. And many people simply stopped using it.
Yep. Yep.
In addition, here we have an interesting story for those of you who use Windows. There are a couple of you out there. The latest EULA end user license agreement for the Windows update. Couple of interesting things. This may not mean anything to you as a home user, but you business people should really look closely at that EULA, because it says that when you use the Windows update, you consent to sending the following information to Microsoft: operating system version number, product identification number, Internet Explorer version number, plug and play ID numbers of hardware devices, and version numbers of other software.
We've been saying this all along. How can they tell you what's new without knowing what you already have?
Yeah.
Right. But the point is, they're now looking at what you've got loaded on your hard drive.
And other programs other than Microsoft. And none of their business.
That's right. So you may want to take a look at the end user license agreement, pass it by your lawyers, and see if it's something you allow in your company. And very quickly, you should know that Microsoft Corporation yesterday, that's Friday, August 30th, said that all versions of its operating systems, the Windows operating system released since 1996, has a security flaw in it. It is a critical flaw. That's their most serious rating. And it took them, 6 years to notice it.
Good things take time.
Yep. It's actually a server thing that may let hackers delete digital certificates from a user's system, and it's really horrible. They've released no update yet, but I would start looking for more critical updates from Windows. So for those of you who do not currently run the Windows update program, really, seriously, start.
One thing, sort of off the news, but if you folks have nothing better to do tomorrow, if you're just going to be around, Mercy Flight is doing a benefit run, and it's going to start at Mercy Flight. And here's the cool thing about it. Registration, and you can go on two wheels, four wheels, scooters, whatever you want. But they're going to be taking off from Mercy Flight and going down to Dansville. Like I said, registration's from 9 to 11 at Mercy Flight, and they're going to wind up down in Dansville for the Balloon Festival.
Cool.
So you can go down there, have a nice benefit ride, a lot of fun with the dice run there, wind up down in Dansville for a lot of activities going on down there, and see the balloons go off. I think there's also going to be 75 Corvettes.
Cool.
So they're going to have quite a show down there.
And not for me to take home, though.
In a balloon, maybe?
In a balloon. 75 Corvettes in a balloon. It's something you really got to see, so head down.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest computer call-in radio show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Ah, testing. Testing. 1, 2. You're on the air. And you're making radio waves. Compare radio now and then in Strong Museum's new radio studio. Produce your own show using classic radio sound effects. Go on a news assignment, tape an interview, act out a radio drama, and much, much more. Make waves, radio waves, at Strong Museum's new radio studio. Sponsored in part by News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get all the details online at our website, wham1180.com.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge Coolant's water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
Hey!
Hey, it's Labor Day weekend already. Before summer's over, I want to get back to Batavia Downs with the kids before school starts.
Want to bet? There's 1,000 parades this weekend, and it's my last official weekend of golf. There's too much going on.
Want to bet? Batavia Downs has Monday afternoon matinee racing on Labor Day with a live band. The kids will love it, and you can still play golf this weekend. Plus, we can go to the races Friday and Saturday night, too.
Okay, you got me. The fun of Batavia Downs, Friday, Saturday, and a Monday matinee on Labor Day, and I can still play golf. And hey, with that new audio handicapping service, you're getting good at picking winning horses.
Yeah, I win at the track. You lose it on the golf course. Sounds like a fair trade.
Wanna bet?
Batavia Downs with 10 races nightly and special Monday matinee racing on Labor Day. Free admission, free parking. If you can't get there for the fun, go to an OTB parlor near you for the live action. Batavia Downs. We bet you're going to love the Holiday Inn Racing Meet at Batavia Downs.
Good class.
Ooh, your arthritis pain's acting up again.
How'd you know?
Oh, I knew.
Use an ordinary pain rub on your arthritis and everyone knows it.
See you next week.
Next time, try odor-free Aspir cream instead. When used as directed, you get hours of clinically proven pain relief nobody knows about but you.
Oh, I see your arthritis is better.
You can tell?
Oh, I can tell.
Aspirin-free Aspir cream. Arthritis pain relief nobody knows about but you.
Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Oh, don't mince words, man. Which was it?
It was the best of times, wasn't it?
Why is that?
I had immediate claim service.
Right.
Right.
Immediate claim service to get you back on the road fast. And you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
That's true. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
Who are you? We never.
I'm Rob Linton.
There we go. Right. We let him control the buttons.
What was his job again?
Board
up. He's our producer, and
he's
he produced himself right out of the show. Apparently, you can make contact with us at those numbers. But before we get to the phones, I just want to mention we do have a comment page on the WHAM website, www.wham1180.com. Great website. You can leave us comments there. Please don't send us questions there. We don't answer questions through there. We answer questions here on the air.
Well, I noticed they also tried to slip questions in the guest book also.
Yeah, they slip questions in the guest. We answer questions on the air. That's what we do. And just to demonstrate how that works, we'll be talking now to Bill from Greece. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good.
We're going to let the gentleman crack slide.
Yeah. Geology file on a backup disk, which had been saved in a .rb1 format. And for a while,
What program created this?
Reunion.
Okay.
There's no more Reunion. They've sold out to Sierra Generations at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the problem.
Okay.
And I tried to open this RB1. I couldn't find anything that did it, but finally I found a program called Restore that was in this original genealogical program that would put the file, at least on my computer. I could see the file, and I thought, I don't want to lose this, so I'd like to save it back now, and with a different, or not RB1 anymore.
Right.
Save it back to the A drive in this situation, which I tried to do, and what came up was a window which said, cannot read from this device. And in this window were two buttons. One was abort, and one was cancel. No matter which button you clicked on, the thing came right back, And the only way I could get out of this was to go to the task manager and
kill the
close
program.
It there. Now, what the heck is this cannot read from this device thing?
Now, you had the RB1 file saved as something else. Where?
I was trying to.
I had
the RB1 file on my screen, and I was trying to save it back on my monitor. I was trying to save it back I can't remember what the...
All right,
there's room on the floppy for you to put this file?
Back to the floppy, yeah.
Yeah, is there plenty of room, though, on the disk?
Oh.
What size is this file?
Oh, it was not very large, less than 100 kilobytes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a highly compressed file is what it was.
What it's saying is that it's trying to... See, the problem is it says it cannot read from this device.
Yeah.
So what it sounds like is it was having problems reading that RB1 file.
Yeah. Okay.
What I might suggest you do is copy that file to the hard drive in some subdirectory or wherever you want to put it. I don't care. And run your conversion program against it from there.
Okay.
And see if it works from there. If not, you may find that in the process of copying it, it says the same thing. And that would mean that there's that either the file or the diskette has a problem.
And the other thing, though, if you still have that old reunion program, sometimes the reunion program will let you export your file out to a different format.
Yeah, I tried to export it to what they call GEDCOM. It kept coming back, cannot read from this device.
Yeah, but save it to the hard drive.
Drive first.
Yeah, when you save it as or export it out, save it to the hard drive, and it might be able to do it because of the way it's got to, change things around in that. And then from there, copy it to a floppy.
Has it been a while since you've used the floppy drive?
Not since I'd used the drive. It was quite a while since I'd used the disk, probably 3-4 years.
It could be that disk has become corrupted over time, magnetic fields, things like that. The drives can get dirty and out of alignment, which means that they won't read disks they used to be able to read.
I see.
So that's a possibility. A
couple
too.
Things to work on.
Fine. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Judy from Hilton. Welcome, Judy. What's your question?
Judy.
Judy, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
And we're here.
Okay, good.
Now that we've settled our spatial position in this universe, what is your question?
I have WinSC. I want to go to WinXP.
Mm-hmm.
And I've called a couple different places, and they say you cannot take off WinSE by itself and put on XP. You have to erase your whole hard drive.
No.
And put on the full version. See, now, of course, I don't know from...
All right, Judy, first let's step back here.
Well, there's advantages to erasing your hard drive, but you don't have to.
Because what I don't want to do is lose all my passwords.
Right. One other thing, though, before we even go this far, tell us a little more about your machine. What speed is it and how much memory?
Okay. It's a 500 megahertz. It's got 64 RAM. And... what else do I need?
Well, right there, I can tell you, one, if you're going to go to Windows XP, you're going to want minimum 256 meg of memory.
Okay.
You want at least a 10 gig hard drive in that machine.
Okay.
It will work on a Pentium 500 megahertz. That's no problem there. But the other key things with Windows XP is disk space and memory. Memory is, as much as you throw at XP, it will suck it up.
Okay, so I have 64, and I don't know exactly how this works, but I guess they can put in an extra 128.
I'd go if it can take it. What is it? A Pentium 2?
It's a Intel Celeron.
All right, you'd have to check your specs for that machine, see how far it can go up to. But I would recommend getting it up to at least 256. So if you've got the 64 in there and you can say put a 256 stick in there, you're better off. Then you can just go with the upgrade. The upgrade will...
Okay, because they were telling me if you go with the upgrade, you're going to have problems.
No.
Even in fact, Microsoft has a page on their website, the Windows XP upgrade matrix.
Okay.
And they tell you, if you're eligible for an upgrade and whether or not it'll work. And you are from Windows 98.
And here's the other thing, Judy. If they're going to charge you, they're going to probably charge you more because now they're saying, they'll claim that they got to wipe it out And it, to load Windows XP, whether it's the upgrade or the full version, you're looking at easily 2 hours of time.
I see.
Just to set it up. But if they've got to also add labor on to wipe it all out, I mean, yeah, it's more for them. And the upgrade costs less than the full version.
Right, but then you have to keep
They do, and
you have to keep your old copy around. In addition, if you upgrade, you have a choice of reformatting the drive as HPFS or leaving it as FAT32. No, HPFS is the Mac version.
NTFS.
No, the OS2 version.
Right.
So I have a choice between FAT32 and what?
NTFS, the NT file system. And the NT file system is faster,
fantastic,
much more secure, and way, way, way less susceptible to fragmentation.
Okay. That's great.
But older utilities may not be compatible with it. Your Norton utilities, things like that, you might have to upgrade to be compatible with NTFS.
Now, so the bottom line is, can I do this on my own, or do I have to haul it in?
Here's one thing, and I had another client do the same thing. He didn't listen to us, and we pledged it.
I cannot believe that.
We've been trying to drill this into folks' heads. Before you go and do the updates, what you want to do is look for like your your sound card, your video card, and any other devices that you've got in there. Create a folder called Drivers.
Okay.
And within that, you go to the various websites and you look for any updates for your video card, your modem, your sound card, or anything else for XP, and download those and put them in that separate folder. So now when you go to do the XP upgrade, and say it'll come close to, say, finding your video card.
Uh-huh.
But, all right, once you get it in, because it'll just put in the basic one if it can't find the exact one. Well, that's no problem. After you get it installed, then you can go back into that drivers folder, go to where you got the video drivers, and put in the correct ones for XP. But you've got to have those ahead of time in case you run into any issues. Like, he didn't even bother getting the updated drivers for his network card, so then he was kind of stuck because then he couldn't get out to the network to get the drivers. So you want to get those things ahead of time. Prepare yourself.
Okie doke.
Okay, so if anyone else is going to do it for you, tell them that that's what they have to do first.
Exactly. We're going to take another quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the world's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Once upon a time, a fancy sports car challenged an old station wagon to a race. The station wagon accepted, and they set a time later that day. Now, before the race, the fancy sports car went to get his oil changed. So he went to a car wash, which also did oil changes. Only the line was very, very long. The station wagon, on the other hand, went to a Valvoline instant oil change, where he got a full service oil change with a complete maintenance check and free fluid top-offs. And best of all, he was in and out in plenty of time for the race. So, when the fancy sports car didn't show up, because it was still in line at the car wash, the old station wagon won by forfeit. And the moral is, go to a car wash for an oil change and you could get hosed. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Cars, we know them, we love them.
At Valvoline Instant Oil Change, we love cars so much, Monday through Saturday is just not enough. That's why we're open Sundays. Call 1-800-FAST-CHANGE for one near you.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
You could sail out to a scenic spot and drop anchor. Then crack open a few crustaceans.
You grab on like this.
As you watch the setting sun get swallowed up by the giant sea.
Or you could just come into Red Lobster, where right now you can get a whole pound of hot, steamy snow crab legs for just $10.99. Now, we know a visit to Red Lobster isn't exactly the same as a beach vacation.
We're a lot less expensive.
Come in for a pound of crab for just $10.99 now at Red Lobster.
What makes the Epson Stylus Photo A20 printer better than others? Superior six-color photo inks for the truest colors. Up to 2880 by 720 dpi for the sharpest detail. Yeah. All for brilliant border-free pictures that sing. Yeah. At a price that's unheard of. Around $99. For more, visit Epson.com.
Our teenage film critic, Fred Medill from FredTV.net, joins us from Hollywood talking about upcoming features in September. Join him and me, Joel DeMonaco, Labor Day morning on the Wham! Morning News.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
I'm Rob Linson.
And we're talking to Christopher from Rochester. Welcome, Christopher. What's your question?
Hello.
Hi.
I am looking to take old cassettes I have, feed them into the computer, and then burn them onto CD. I have a CD burner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe Radio Shack sells a contraption that'll do that, a separate unit. How can I do that with what I have? How can I take the output from the cassette deck and have the computer format it so I can burn it onto a disc?
There are two pieces to the puzzle. You need hardware in your computer to input the audio signal.
Sound card.
And then you need software on the computer to actually record the signal. Most sound cards have audio input built into them. And so you'll have to check your sound card manual for that.
I think I have that. It's a gateway system. I think it has that. But I'll double check with them.
And then Microsoft, Gateway is Windows. Microsoft has their sound recorder program, which is a very basic, simple recording sounds. But there's a neat one on the net that a lot of us use called Total Recorder.
Mm-hmm. It's a great program.
Yeah.
It does cost you $11.95, but that's Canadian. And so that I believe is on our website. It's one of the programs listed on our website. If you go to soundbites.org, you actually have to scroll. Many people apparently don't ever scroll. You have to scroll. all the time. It's not on your
website.
It's
amazing.
Yeah, you scroll, it's there. Down in the lower right, you'll see a bunch of links, one of which is I heard a website on your show. And you go there, and on the right, it's all alphabetically listed, so you get on a Total Recorder. Like I said, it's $11.95 Canadian, and it will...
It's great.
It's an incredible program. It will record from any sound source on your system. It'll record from your media player. It will record from CDs. It will record from your sound card. It will record from any software that you have that does sound, everything.
They've got a professional version, which just costs a couple bucks more, and it'll let you take that whole track and edit it. So if you want to wipe out certain segments, if there are glitches or that type of stuff, you can modify it.
Great program.
You can even save small segments now with the newer version.
As long as it'll digest the output from the cassette deck into the computer and then put it onto a disc.
Yeah, right. It records it onto your hard drive. Then the next step in the puzzle is your CD burning software to take that file you've recorded and put it onto a CD. The trick there is if you want to listen to it on a computer, you can leave it in MP3 format. If you want to listen to it on an audio CD player, you have to convert it into AIF, which a lot of the CD recording software can do for you.
Right, that's what I want to do. I just want to clone a cassette into a CD.
Yep. Right, and that's actually not terribly difficult, assuming you've got an hour's worth of material. Depending on the software that came with the CD burner, you may need to upgrade the software you have, but it is eminently doable.
Okay. Now, what was the first? You told me about Total Recorder. What was the first one you said from MS?
Sound Recorder.
Sound Recorder.
Sound Recorder is, don't bother.
Yeah, Total
Recorder.
I'm sorry, but don't bother.
It's one of those free programs that comes with Windows, so they can add it to the feature list, but
don't bother.
So just,
not
just,
for what you want to do.
Yeah, go with Total Recorder, you won't regret it.
Okay. Alrighty, so that's really all I need, and double check with Gateway in terms of if I'm equipped for it with my sound card.
You got it.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is Jake from Albion, New York. Welcome, Jake. What's your question?
Hey, great show, guys. Here's
Thanks.
My problem. I thought I'm running 98SC, and I update regularly every day, and my virus. I thought it was a power management problem. Now I've got a black screen in front of me, which is a microwave startup menu, and it's locked on command only, number 5. And it says, I have very low vision, so be careful because I can't run my Zoom tech. It says here, I found a registry malfunction, and it says, command prompt only run scanning. How do I get scanning in?
If you go to the command prompt...
I'm on the command prompt number 5 is on there flashing.
Right, so if you hit enter...
Hit enter.
And go to the command prompt...
And nothing happens.
Sounds like his registry might be messed up.
Well, you should still be able to get... What version of Windows are you running?
98SC, and I update the virus to Norton every day. I mean,
All right, here's one thing you can do, because, what, you've tried this a couple of times, I assume, and it's locking right there?
That's right, yeah. What happens is, below, they list the five choices, and below that, where it says enter one of them, 5 keeps flashing. It won't let me put anything else in.
All right, here's what I'd like you to try to do.
Okay.
You do a restart on the machine. You hold down the control key. When you get that menu again, select option number 6.
Which one is that?
It's the safe...
Safe mode command prompt.
Yeah, it's not even safe mode. It's command...
No,
safe.
It's
command
safe.
Prompt, safe and command prompt only. In other words, nothing gets loaded. You should be able to get to the C prompt there.
Now, what should I type in then?
All right, if this thing is not booting at all for you, one of the commands that you can type is scan reg. That's S-C-A-N-R-E-G.
S-C-A-N-R-E-D?
That's C-A-N.
G.
Yeah. Scan reg. S-C-A-N. R-E-G.
Short for scan registry.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
Space.
Mm-hmm.
Forward slash.
Forward slash.
Restore.
Restore.
What that will do is you hit enter, it will bring up a menu, and because it was built into 98, it will show you your last few good boots of the registry with Windows 98 SE.
Mm-hmm.
You can select the last good one, and it will then restore its... that particular date's registry.
Okay.
And see if that starts for you.
So I reboot and hold down the control.
Yep, and it'll get you the option. You take the very last one, option number 6, and
scan reg,
yep.
Forward slash, restore. Thank you very much, guys. It's great.
Okay.
Thank
Have
you so
day.
Much.
I know.
Our next caller, Mark, calling all the way from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Mark. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Peachy, how are you?
Oh, great. What I'm trying to do, I've got a little home network set up. I've got a Windows ME machine, and I've got a Windows 98 machine. And I've got them networked together, and things are working generally good. My only problem
Except.
Is when I try to shut down my ME machine.
Stop it. Stop it. Somebody get that microphone away from him.
That's my head banging on the door.
When,
that's me banging his head on the table. Go ahead, Mark.
So you guys don't like Windows ME, is it?
Only one of us really
in
has
the
this
trash.
Crusade
yes, I love
against
it in the
it.
Trash.
The rest of us sneer quietly as we pass it, but Dave actually has some sort of moral obligation to hate it.
Okay, well, my second question, maybe you'll like that one better, but the first one is essentially I can't, the only way I can shut the machine down, the ME machine, is to unplug the cable going to my ME machine, unplug the Ethernet interface.
That sounds normal.
And that sounds normal?
For yeah. ME, yeah.
Well, yeah, here's what's happening. I don't quite know how to stop it, but something on your machine has not let go of the net. Now, it may be that you sharing folders?
Yes. Yeah,
which machine are you shutting down? Which machine owns the folder, actually physically has it?
Well, I've got shared folders on both machines.
Going back and forth.
See, that's where the problem lies. What's happening is it's either trying to shut down its connection to the other machine, or it's trying to get to the other machine to tell it, I'm shutting down now.
Well, this problem, even if I have my 98 machine off,
right, because it's still looking for those things out on the net.
Those links.
What'll happen is, the theory is, after 5 minutes, it'll time out. That's the theory.
That was never 5 minutes just then.
Stop it.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So, yeah, that seems to occur, you know, whether if I just take a cable modem with an Ethernet input and put it directly into my machine, it does the same thing.
Right, because it's trying to go out to the network. You might try shutting down whatever's going out to the net, whether you've got some sort of peer-to-peer network thing loaded, like LimeWire or Kazaa, one of those.
Or shut the things, the items down in the taskbar before
shut the taskbar items down, anything that might be going out to the net, if you've got instant messaging, any of that stuff. Shut it all down first and see if that helps. We've got less than a minute, so what's your other question?
Okay, the other question is, should I consider upgrading my ME machine to XP?
Heck yes. I wanted to jump in before Dave said something rude on the air.
As fast as you can.
Yeah, run, do not walk.
And is that something I can just, can I upgrade it, or should I wipe the hard drive?
No, upgrade, and you need at least 256K of memory.
Meg, 256 meg of RAM. We have to go back in a couple of minutes. No, back after all kinds of stuff with the news and everything else. I'm Nick Francesco with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on Soundbites on 1180 WHM.
What's going on in Washington with prescription drugs and Medicare?
I'll tell you what's going on. It's too much politics, not enough results.
It's tough sorting out the politics when it comes to prescription drug coverage. Seniors know Congressman Tom Reynolds is protecting them. He voted for Medicare prescription drug coverage for all seniors. The Reynolds plan reduces out-of-pocket drug costs by up to 70%, provides complete protection against catastrophic drug costs, and lets seniors and their doctors, not bureaucrats, decide what medicines they need. Democrats? They're playing politics with Medicare, scaring seniors. Their scheme rations life-saving drugs and provides no benefits until 2005. Congressman Reynolds' plan is simple, affordable, and provides benefits immediately, with options to choose the best plan for you. Call Congressman Reynolds at 716-634-2324. Thank him for voting to add prescription drug coverage to Medicare. Paid for by the 60 Plus Association.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a K car.
A nice, reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you a love.
Saturday's Lotto jackpot is $21 million. New York Lotto. Hey, you never know.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Rochester's number one radio station is News Radio 1180 WHAM. This is where you get reliable, dependable news, weather, traffic, and sports, mixed with the best talk in town, with Beth and Chet and the Wham Morning News. Dr. Laura, Bob Lonsberry, Paul Harvey, Rush Limbaugh, the Wham 5 o'clock News Hour, Bob Matthews and Michael Savage. Make no mistake, Rochester's news leader is News Radio 1180, WHAM.
The Wham 30-Minute Ticker, heard 14 times every market day. Brought to you by ESL Federal Credit Union. ESL, it's banking only better.
Don't touch that dial, or you'll miss the important stuff. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
A clear channel radio station.
CBS News.
Talk to our pals at Bill Gray's. We do a poll every week, and last week, for some incredible, shocking, unbelievable reason, we had a ridiculously huge number of votes.
Is fantastic.
It's
great.
We're delighted. 441 of you voted in the poll. Abner Kravitz, one of the people on our forums, suggested this poll. It's what brand of printer do you use at home? Hewlett-Packard got 238 votes. Folks, we have only 20 polls that totaled more than 238 votes.
You know,
and HP got these.
We should see about maybe getting Abner, since he holds a record right now. one of our shirts.
We should. Ebner, I think you should probably.
He is broken.
See, then if it keeps building and building, suddenly everybody's going to want a T-shirt. But we do like Ebner enough to get a shirt.
No, it's not the people voting. I'm talking about people submitting ideas.
Yeah, I understand that. But HP won with 54% of the vote, trailing ridiculously far behind. Epson with 16%, Lexmar with 10, Canon with 9, and it just goes down from there. You can see the vote. 441 of you. I'd like to thank each and every one of you individually. It was great that you voted. Those of you who would like to vote in this week's poll, it's at soundbites.org, right at the top of the page. And if you vote in the poll, this week, Ken Cooper suggested this one. And it's how you connect to the internet from home. And the choices are modem, DSL, cable modem, wireless, T1, or other. And at this very moment in time, we have 63 votes, and 57% of you have cable modem, followed by modem. Phone modem, really, as I should have said. But that's what we have, and that's what's on our website at www.soundbites.org. Once you have done that, stop over at my website, asknick.com, and enter your opinion about what made you choose your internet connection method. So let us know what's going on there. And for those of you who've been asking, you know our website did not get hacked. The picture on our website... was it Ebner?
It sort of did get
hacked, yes.
By you.
Yeah, by me. Was it Ebner?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ebner sent me this. We were talking about, we put up the regular picture with real me, Dave and Steve. And
that scared people.
And Ebner wanted to know if that was really us. And I said, well, actually, I'm a dead ringer for Mel Gibson. And Dave looks exactly like Tom Cruise. But, yeah, well, that really is Steve. And so he put up a thing saying that he put up a picture of me and he put up Mel Gibson and Tom Cruise and Bruce Lee. Apparently that's what he had around for Steve. It's the hair, I think, that did it for him. And then Mars Guy, who was also...
I've got more hair on my head than both of you combined.
Okay. We've all got to have something to brag about, and I'm glad you found something. And then Mars Guy cleaned up the picture, and so that's it right there. I put it up there. I'll be switching it back at some point.
Or have it switched.
So far, my wife likes this picture a lot. So we may keep it there for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
So we may keep it there for a while. But it's and you should join us in the polls at soundbites.org. We've got hundreds of members, almost 1,000 members right now, and they're leaving messages and talking to each other and chit-chatting about this and that. It's in a very cool place to be. So that's soundbites.org. But we're going to go back to the phones now and talk to Charlie from Henrietta. Hey, Charlie, what's your question?
I have a laptop, and
yes.
The problem is this. It's sort of the opposite of the problem of the guy a couple calls ago. Whenever I have Roadrunner, and whenever I plug in the Ethernet cable, first of all, it takes a really long time to start up, over 10 minutes to start up the computer.
Uh-huh.
And other strange problems, like certain applications won't start up with the Ethernet cable plugged in. Like, for instance, MathCAD is one that I'm using. And I'll click on that, and the application won't actually start up at all. It'll just, I won't get an error message or anything. It just doesn't show up.
Tell us
until
that.
I unplug the Ethernet cable, and then the thing, then it starts right up. So it's a very strange problem.
All right. We need a little more background here.
Okay.
The laptop, what speed, how much memory, what OS?
Oh, it's, let's see, it's Windows 2000, and the speed, I'm not really sure, but it was brand new last summer.
When you originally set this machine up, did this stuff all work?
Yeah, I've been using it for a year, and it was fine.
And when you had it working, were you connected to a local area network?
Well, that's the thing. I bring this laptop back and forth from home and work.
Here's part of your problem, then.
Yeah.
I see this a lot with Windows 2000.
Yeah.
There are certain things that when you're connected to the network are kept on the network, depending on how your systems administrator set it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it may well be that before you can run certain programs, it looks to the net to see if you are allowed to do so, or if it's opening up some templates or whatever that are stored on the network.
Okay.
If you are connected to the network at work, everything is great.
Yeah.
If you come home, it will spend up to 15 minutes looking for that stuff on the network.
Because right. They may have
each, for each thing.
For each thing. So if you disconnect yourself from the network,
yeah.
It immediately knows that you're not on the network and doesn't look for that stuff. Now, that may mean you have certain reduced functionalities, like you can't open certain templates or whatever it might be,
right.
But the program will work. There's no cure for that, unfortunately. Unless you can get, for example, a VPN, a virtual private network, tunneled through into your company. And
yeah, actually, I do have one of those.
Well, if you can get it set up so yeah. that, it depends on what kind you have. Some of them only run one application. Some of them are generic and essentially hook into your network connection.
Right.
If you can get that kind set up, and you'll have to talk to your network techs about that.
Yeah.
If you can get that kind set up, then MathCAD should work.
Right. What about the just starting up should. Problem? I mean,
same thing.
Yeah, it's still part of the issue.
For example, you have mapped drives to your network, correct?
I try to avoid mapping drives.
Right. But
get access it through the run command or whatever.
Okay, but if you have some, that will cause it.
Right.
Or if your system is set up, and again, you have to talk to your system administrators about that.
Okay.
If they've set it up to look for certain permissions on the network.
Okay.
Then it will take mm-hmm. forever to boot up because it's looking for the network. And eventually
right.
it times out.
Okay.
But there is a registry hack to change that, but I truly don't remember it off the top of my head, and your technicians may not want you playing around
yeah.
in the registry.
Right.
So, but other than that, I really have no answer for you. Windows 2K is simply designed to be networked on a local area network.
I see.
Now, what about upgrading to XP? Would that help?
XP might solve yeah. that problem. The real problem becomes, will his company allow that?
Yeah, because
many companies do not.
Yeah, well, this is, I work at SUNY Geneseo, so... I think that would be fine.
Okay, talk to them about that and,
yeah.
and get the system upgraded, and that may solve the problems. At the very least, it'll be a shorter timeout.
And he's going to want to check to make sure, like your AutoCAD programs and all those other programs, that they also will work under Windows XP. You
right.
may have to update some drivers for the programs.
Right.
Right.
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Jim from Manchester, New York, or England, Jim?
New York.
Okay, what's your question?
Just a couple pieces of advice.
Okay.
On the
we only offer
email.
Computer advice here.
Yeah, it is computer
okay,
advice.
Okay, excellent. All right.
The email, what I do is I tell all my people, don't send me any attachments, because I have it set up so that when it goes through the email, what it does is, if it has an attachment, it deletes it at the server.
Yeah,
that completes. Well, not completes, but it eliminates a lot of the viruses.
Yes, it does.
And the other thing I do, because I hear listen to your show a lot.
Thank you.
And a lot of people talk about the computer's running slow, it's too full, and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. And a lot of it comes from your cookies and
yep.
all the other stuff that they deleted, but it's still on the computer.
Yep.
I got Norton CleanSweep set up so that it comes on when I start the computer.
Yeah, great program.
And that eliminates a whole lot of stuff right at the beginning.
Right.
And those two things alone save a whole lot of problems.
Cool. I love that idea. That's a great tip. Thanks.
You're welcome. That's all I have to say.
I appreciate that, Jim.
I like your show, too. It's great.
Thank you so much. Tell all your friends. We're going to take a quick break and bask in our glory while you go to soundbites.org and buy stuff off the store. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody. This is Wham's nutritionist, Liz Bonus. And back by popular demand, we bring you the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available in a wide variety of locations in our community.
Be sure to pick up Liz's Lighten Up newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing. Available at Unity Health Systems, Women's Health Services at Wellstream, at Grassroots Shoes, Jefferson Road and the Frontier Commons, at Thelma's Mastectomy Boutique on Park Avenue, at the Craft Antique Co-op on Westridge Road, and at Agape Physical Therapy, West Avenue in Brockport.
How do successful business people stay successful? By always looking for ways to serve their customers better. That's why Gene Mazzola from Mazzola Insurance turned to Roadrunner Business Class.
Our whole claim to fame at Mazzola Insurance is the ability to provide quotes at a very, very fast rate. Roadrunner helps us do this. We're growing so quickly because of Roadrunner.
Mazola Insurance switched to Roadrunner Business Class, and they're glad they did.
I heard that Roadrunner Business Service was so good from all of the people that I do business with that that's where we went, and we're very satisfied.
Now, you know, with Roadrunner Business Class, you can get help from a real live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Gene, what about cost?
One of the important things about running a business is that you've got to run a tight ship. Roadrunner Business Class service and its very reasonable cost fits right within our budget.
Why don't you get connected to Roadrunner Business Class today? Call 1-866-756-FAST.
Roadrunner really does its job. Roadrunner gives us the edge over our competition.
Clark here for Nuvim. That's N-U-V-I-M, the revolutionary new dietary supplement. You know, I drink my Nuvim every day to help build my immune system, support muscle flexibility, and promote sturdy joints. Now, I asked you to tell me why you like Nuvim, and here's what I heard.
Hey, Dick, how you doing? This is Rich from New Jersey. I just wanted to let you know that I found Nuvim in the fridge, and my wife must really care about me.
It's helped my energy level, it's helped me to sleep better, and I like the 16-ounce now because I can take it with me.
Drinking Nuvim, I'm definitely feeling stronger.
10 grams of sugar, and it tastes great.
But my energy level is much higher.
Call 1-866-90-NUVIM. Tell us what Nuvim has done for you. If we use your comments, you could win a 45-day supply of Nuvim. In the meantime, look for Nuvim in the refrigerated juice section of supermarkets and convenience stores. Be healthy and energetic. Drink Nuvim. You'll love how you feel.
So don't delay. Act now. Supplies are running out.
Are you ready for summer? Your Oldsmobile dealer is. Because right now during Summer Drive, 0% APR financing is back. That's right. 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on every new 2002 Oldsmobile. Alero, Intrigue, Aurora, Silhouette, and Bravada. Hot deals on very cool wheels. Plus, when you get behind the wheel of a new Oldsmobile this summer, you can get the confidence of a 5-year, 60,000-mile General Motors Protection Plan. Summer Drive, with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on every new 2002 Oldsmobile. Are you in the market? Get in an Oldsmobile.
You might as well be walking on the sun.
Length of contract is limited. Other restrictions apply. Offer ends September 3rd, 2002. GM Protection Plan offer ends 10-0103. See your local Oldsmobile dealer or call 1-888-255-OLDS for details. Oldsmobile, backed by GM.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alamon K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I think we'd rather do our show live on stage with dancers and music. Well, maybe it's just my fantasy. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And you're listening to Soundbites.
But we are going to be on stage come October 2nd.
November something, isn't it?
No, October 2nd, we're going to be at the Hollow Dome from, I believe, 7 to 9 o'clock is the tentative date to take people's questions. It's a Wednesday night.
The Road Show.
The Road
Soundbites,
Show.
The Road,
Road
Show.
Show. They'll be stay tuned because you'll be hearing more about that in the future dates coming.
Yeah, it's October. You're right. It'll be October because this is still August, October 2nd. You'll hear about that. Right now, we're going back to the phones, and we're not going back.
No, mention about the folks that weren't able to get the Stopzilla.
Oh, Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. Last week, the incredibly generous folks at Stopzilla at www.stopzilla.com. That's like Godzilla, only Stopzilla, Stopzilla. Were generous enough to give us some CDs to give away of their pop-up killer software. We did that. For those of you who did not get them, you can get online to get them at Stopzilla.com. We are working on another deal with them. So please stay tuned. We hope to have some very good news for you shortly on that, but we are working on that. So if you didn't get it, we apologize. You can download it from them. There is a trial, and then there's a pay version. But stay tuned to us. It is a great program. Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
Very good.
Thank you. I just like saying that. I don't care. Our next caller is Paul from Dansville. Welcome, Paul. What's your question?
Thanks a lot. I enjoy your show very much. And
Thank you.
Probably one of the things I enjoy the most is the fun you guys have with each other. It's really genuine.
Thank you. You know, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. Life is too dang short.
You got that right.
That's for sure. Listen, I've got Windows XP on a Hewlett-Packard machine, and I've been trying to be a good little boy and do things like defrag the disk and run ScanDisk. And I've done run ScanDisk just now, and I'm waiting for it to restart. And it's not restarting. It's been sitting here for probably a good hour and a half. So what did I do wrong here, or what should I do with this thing?
Just shut it off then.
Okay.
Set for about 30 seconds and then try starting the back up.
Yeah, it's one of those tough choices. Is it doing something big or did it crash?
That's the whole thing, though, with XP. ScanDisk and defrag aren't really needed as often as folks used to have the habit of doing with Windows 95 and 98.
Yeah, XP, if you've set it up to use the NTFS file system, it is radically and completely different from the old DOS file systems, and defragging is almost never required, I'd have to say, almost never.
When I've run defrag, it really hasn't needed it very much at all. I've run it anyway just to do it, but... You're very much right about that. So in shutting off the machine, I'm not going to screw up anything in the system.
Well, do you have any hard drive activity light? Well, the first question I should ask is, do you, unlike me, have a working hard drive light? And if you do, I'm just looking at the fellow who put my machine together, and if you do, is the drive light going?
No, the drive light is not going.
Then just shut it off.
Does the machine turn on? Does it work?
It's a great machine. It works great, except there's no stinking hard drive light.
All you got to do is take that.
I'm fascinated by small, bright objects, and I don't have a blinky light.
I'll bring you over one of those little buttons and put it on the front, and it'll blink 24 hours a day.
Bright, no. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Paul. We're back to you now. Remember, this is the part of the show you most enjoy. just shut it down.
I'll bring it over.
Wait about 30 seconds or a minute and start it back up again.
I'll light up the whole room and just hang all these Christmas lights, put them on a constant flash.
And I'll be sure to call you back if it doesn't work.
Please, thanks. Thanks. Call us back. Okay, Rob.
Thanks a lot.
They're going to have the police down here. The thing is, flashing lights.
You know? I have found some really neat case companies on the internet that you can put glowing strips in and flashy lights, transparent cases.
Our friends at FrozenCPU.com carry all of that cool stuff. I've also seen what they call LED condoms. If you've got like a clear LED and you want a red one, you just slip this little plastic doodah over it instead of buying a whole new LED.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
That's what they call them. I'm just reporting it as I see it. We are now going to talk to Zach from Brighton. Welcome, Zach. What's your question?
I have two questions. One is about internet security. I have a DSL connection and a firewall. And if I leave my browser open to my home page, is the computer more vulnerable? Should I always shut the browser off when I'm not at the computer?
What is your homepage?
It's Yahoo.
No, it's not the home. It's not the browser. The browser is a way in when you go to malicious pages.
Okay.
If it's a page like Yahoo, is a pretty safe page unless it gets hacked. But it's a pretty safe page, so no. And if your firewall is set up and working, then no, you don't have any real huge worries. You must always, of course, check in at your firewall logs.
Right.
And you must always update your antivirus regularly, at least twice a week, we recommend.
Right.
But other than that, leaving it on a specific known page is not an extra vulnerability, no.
Okay. The second question
Just the regular vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
The second question is about Windows XP. I noticed it has some kind of indexing function built in. And is that kind of like the old Find Fast that slows everything down?
It is the old Find
Fast.
Bingo.
So I should disable that.
Yes.
Okay.
Delete it with extreme prejudice, as we say.
Well, all right, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Right, if your machine is running too fast, it's a nice way to make sure it's slow enough to play some of those games that are just too fast on your machines. Our next caller is Brian from Rochester. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hi. I've got Yahoo IM, and I can't get it to log in. And it says I'm behind. Well, I've emailed Yahoo, and it says I'm behind a firewall or a proxy server. I've totally disabled my firewall, and I still can't get it to work. Any suggestions?
Which firewall?
Yeah.
Zonal? I have Norton. I'm sorry. I've got McAfee.
The McAfee firewall program?
Yeah.
On their website at McAfee.com, they have got a bunch of a bunch of sample configurations for various products. I can't give that to you off the top of my head, but Steve may be looking it up because he's typing as we speak. Either that or he's playing Warcraft again. I'm not quite sure. Anyway.
Or that maze game.
Maze game. Anyway, on their site, they do talk about various things like that. I noticed that for much of the week, at least for me at RIT, Yahoo, some people were complaining that they could not get to Yahoo either, which was interesting. But I don't have Yahoo is like the one instant messaging service I don't have an account with. So I can't exactly tell you exactly what to do. But
It may not be you.
It may not be you.
Well, it's been like this for about a month.
Oh, and if it's a month, it probably is you.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. The best thing I think at this point that you can do is to check on the McAfee site and see what they have to say. They have a pretty good section on troubleshooting and a fairly decent section on configuration things that you need to do. A big problem with a lot of them. But see, if you've shut off. Now, the other thing you want to do is check your Yahoo IM and see if indeed you somehow told it to use a proxy server. Because if you don't have a proxy server, then you tell it don't use a proxy server.
I've tried. There's like four different options in there. It's like firewall with a proxy server, no proxies, a whole bunch of other stuff. I've tried every single one, and it doesn't work.
You want no proxy server.
Yeah.
And in fact, try it with no. See, if you turned off your firewall but told it you had a firewall, I mean, if the software thinks you're still running a firewall, that causes problems. You got to match what the software thinks to what it's really happening.
Okay.
So you definitely want no proxy server. But beyond that, you want to see, you know, if you don't have your firewall turned on, tell IM you have no firewall.
Okay.
Give that a try. And I'm sorry I can't be more specific than that, but there are so many different options. Give those things a try and let us know. We're going to take another quick break back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge Coolant's water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99. Including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
Hey, it's Labor Day weekend already. Before summer's over, I want to get back to Batavia Downs with the kids before school starts.
Wanna bet? There's 1,000 parades this weekend, and it's my last official weekend of golf. There's too much going on.
Wanna bet? Batavia Downs has Monday afternoon matinee racing on Labor Day with a live band. The kids will love it, and you can still play golf this weekend. Plus, we can go to the races Friday and Saturday night, too.
Okay, you got me. The fun of Batavia Downs, Friday, Saturday, and a Monday matinee on Labor Day, and I can still play golf. And hey, with that new audio handicapping service, you're getting good at picking winning horses.
Yeah, I win at the track, you lose it on the golf course. Sounds like a fair trade.
Wanna bet?
Batavia Downs with 10 races nightly and special Monday matinee racing on Labor Day. Free admission, free parking. If you can't get there for the fun, go to an OTB parlor near you for the live action. Batavia Downs. We bet you're going to love the Holiday Inn racing meet at Batavia Downs.
You could sail out to a scenic spot and drop anchor. Then crack open a few crustaceans.
You grab on like this.
Oh!
As you watch the setting sun get swallowed up by the giant sea. Or you could just come into Red Lobster, where right now you can get a whole pound of hot, steamy snow crab legs for just $10.99. Now, we know a visit to Red Lobster isn't exactly the same as a beach vacation. We're a lot less expensive.
Come in for a pound of crab for just $10.99, now at Red Lobster.
Yuck. I need to brush. Oof! Whoa! A lamp?
I am the genie of the lamp. You have freed me from my prison, so I will grant you one wish.
Seriously?
Whatever you want, I shall give it to you instantly.
Got any trident?
Excuse me?
Well, there's nothing more important than a clean mouth.
As you wish.
When your mouth just has to feel clean, get some trident. Chewing trident after eating helps fight cavities.
May I have some trident?
May I have another wish?
No.
Can't brush? Chew trident.
To America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
There's nothing like a good drum break, and we are nothing like a good drum break. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And you are listening to Sound Bites, and we are going immediately back to the phones because Jim from Penfield has been waiting patiently on the line. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Thank you. I have Windows 98, mm-hmm. and I just installed McAfee virus scan.
Yeah?
Just an update of it. And it found a virus. I'll call it Maxi. I didn't pay too much attention, but it was MAX something.
Mm-hmm.
And it cleaned, I had a bunch of files, 22 of them that had it, and it cleaned them off. Now I'm staring, when I got the machine up again, I'm staring at a window. It says, Windows cannot find files32.vxd. This program is needed for opening files.
No, that's still another virus.
It's a virus itself?
Yeah. When you installed the McAfee, did you go up and get the update?
That's what it was doing for me, and it brought it down, and it was going through my files, scanning them.
Sometimes you need to keep hitting check for updates until it says there are no updates.
Yeah.
Because sometimes updates require a previous update ahead of time.
Right. And in addition to that, you sometimes, when you first install it, need to run it multiple times to catch all the viruses.
Basically, what happened is it deleted a piece of a virus, but the registry entry is still there for the virus trying to load itself.
Okay. Now, can I get back into McAfee now that it keeps saying this whenever I try and run an application?
You should be able to even try booting up in safe mode and run it from there.
I'll run McAfee from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll keep trying that then.
Give that a shot. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Our next caller, we're going to stick with the name Jim because we like it, but this time we're going to speak to one in Irondequoit. Hi, Jim. What's your question?
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Quick question for you, and it's kind of computer-related, very computer-related. What's the value of all these certifications that are out there?
Well,
it depends.
Yeah. Here's the deal with them. There are what Jim is talking about is the places where you can go and get certified in a particular product or set of products. For example,
A-plus
certification for people who are who are wanting to be technicians, or Cisco certification for people who want to be network router type consultants,
or Windows,
and Microsoft MCSE, Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer certification. They are both. I guess it depends.
Yeah.
Here's the deal: if you have no resume behind you, if you haven't got a beefy resume behind you in the area you want to be in, having a certification tells people that you have done the work, you're smart enough to pass the test, and you're diligent enough to do the work to pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
And many places need it because they need that check mark on the form. you know, has an MCSE.
It doesn't hurt. Anytime you can learn something, you know, they can't. You can never be taken away from you, so it's just more knowledge under your belt.
Right. You need to keep the knowledge up, and the certification says you're working in your field and keeping your knowledge up. It's good. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it's something that's important to a lot of places, and you need to have it.
Now, a lot of times, having the experience without ever taking the test to get that certification is more than beneficial, because a lot of people are better book learners than they are hands-on learners.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But I used to teach A-plus certification classes, and I never got certified myself.
Yeah, yeah. Steve and I both did it, because of our years' experience.
Yeah. But, yeah, in general, if the point is to keep up your training and learn the knowledge and codify what you already know, they're good. If the point is to get a job, they're excellent because people are looking for that check mark. But you need more than just the certification to get the job done. But the theory is you have or are willing to get, you know, the knowledge and the experience behind the certification. So if what you're doing is looking for a job with that, yes, it's a good thing.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
The better thing is to get the job and have your employer pay for the class.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I completely agree with that. That's a lovely thing in point of fact. Our next caller, Jennifer from Holly. Welcome, Jennifer. What's your question?
Hi. I have a question. I deleted a folder of emails from Outlook Express.
Yeah.
Is there any way I can get it back?
It's really unlikely if you've emptied the trash.
Okay, because it comes up as, you know, application data, identities, and all that.
Yeah.
And it says it's 4.9 megabytes. But, of course, when I, you know, try to open it, it comes up as an empty folder.
Right, right, because you deleted the actual physical folder without telling Outlook Express to do it.
Yeah, I clicked on the wrong folder.
And it recreates a blank, new blank one.
Yeah, but it remembers it used to be 4.9 meg. You can do. There's an option in Outlook that I can't think of off the top of my head because I never run Outlook.
Rebuild.
That's it. I couldn't remember if it was resync or rebuild.
That'll rebuild the index, but it won't bring the messages back.
It won't bring the messages back. What it'll do is say, "Oh, this is now an empty folder."
There are pieces. Utility programs. Norton Utilities has an unerase command that can try to unerase a file. It all depends on how long ago you deleted it and if you've overwritten the space on the drive to begin with.
With something else.
With something else.
The other, if you have no backups, then unless you can unerase it with a product like Norton, then it's gone. And I'm sorry.
Now I have just a second follow up question.
Mm-hmm.
I had originally saved some emails in Microsoft Word, and I saved them in rich text format, but it just comes up as all boxes and dots and, you know, dashes. Is there a way to I obviously saved it in the wrong format.
Not necessarily. What are you bringing them up in?
Well, I'm just opening it up in Word.
Okay. It may be that you have the wrong font.
Okay.
That they were saved with a font that you no longer have, or that Outlook gave them a bogus font name when it saved them. What you can try to do is select all, edit select all, and then change the font and see if something comes back.
It also may have not been saved in rich text because rich text is standard text. You can see the codes. It says bold on, and then that's how it knows to make your letters bold. Mm-hmm. So if all you're seeing is boxes and squiggles and things, that sounds like it's a binary format and not rich text.
It may be, but you might try. Well, don't save the make a copy of the file. Play with a copy.
Yeah, save it as something else.
Okay.
Right. It may be a font problem, in which case it's easy to solve, and it may be in some other format. I don't know if it got compressed into a zip file at the same time. The extension is RTF?
Yeah.
Try the font thing first.
Okay.
And that's at least a start.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Our next caller, Bob, on a cell phone somewhere in the wilds of America. Welcome, Bob.
I'm in Niagara County, I think, almost, but I'm coming from Albany.
There you go.
All right.
We have run XP for business.
Mm-hmm.
At work, and we've got about 3-4 machines, and we have a contractor, but he didn't be able to solve this either. But we keep getting kicked out on one machine of our work. We, you know, run the Word, we're typing on the Word program, and, you know, into the program, all of a sudden it throws us out. Send error message, you know, to Microsoft or whatever, but keeps happening, even though if we reload Word back on the computer.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that could be causing this. If you reloaded Word into the same place, that could be, if there's a bad spot on the hard disk, that could be part of the problem. What I might suggest you try doing is delete Word, defrag, uninstall Word.
Uninstall Word,
defrag the hard drive, then reinstall Word. If that doesn't work, then what I would suggest you do is go to our website, www.soundbites.org. Then go to, on the lower right, you'll have to scroll down, you'll see, I heard a website on your show. On that page, on the right side, is a column alphabetically listed. Find MemTest 86.
Okay.
Download it, follow the directions to make a bootable floppy. Boot the floppy and let the machine test the memory for 24 hours.
Okay.
It may well be possible. You see, Word exercises the machine more strenuously than just the operating system does. And
really?
So what may be happening is that a machine that runs fine under Windows itself and with a couple other things, when you load up big Word documents, is hitting an area of memory that's got a problem.
I see.
So running MemTest should tell you that.
Yep.
Have you tried
running?
Okay,
so I'll try the first one, and then I'll try the second one if it doesn't work.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for your help.
Well, hold on.
Well, I was going to say, have you tried running the Word repair feature?
Where's that?
When you go to Ed Remove Programs and tell it to remove Office or Word, if you're just using Word, there should be an option to repair.
Yeah, remove, add and install, repair.
But he did say he did it uninstalls and reinstalls several times.
Yeah, I reinstalled
times,
it
so
twice already.
Well,
I would try those two
things.
Well,
did you
first
reinstall over top or did you uninstall it first?
I don't think we uninstalled it, no.
When you reinstall it, though, you know, it wants to put it back into, say, /C:\Programs/Microsoft. You can change it just and have it just go to another folder called, say, eliminate that programs files folder and have it go to C:\ say, Microsoft.
Because a lot of times the installers,
it'll put it in another area on the hard drive.
Right.
The installers don't install files. It already sees you there.
Right. Try doing it in that order anyway. And we're going to take a break. Back in a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Rob, and me, Nick, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education Government and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Bold, daring, inspiring. Of all the thrilling lines on the Nissan Altima, this may be the most interesting. The bottom line at the Nissan National Sales Event. Now is an extraordinary time to buy the Nissan Altima. Thoughtfully equipped with automatic transmission, the 2002 Altima 2.5S is just $18,999. From its awesome 175 horsepower engine in the front to the stylish jewel taillights in the back, Altima is the cure for the common car. See your Nissan dealer now and get the bottom line. $18,999 for the car selected as 2002 North American Car of the Year. Now that's a beautiful thing. Hurry, Altimas are going fast, and that's the bottom line. The Nissan National Sales Event. MSRP excludes $540 destination charge, tax, title, license, and options. Dealer sets actual price. Awarded by 50 automotive journalists.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Need plans for this Labor Day weekend? Well, now's the perfect time to start that home improvement project you've been putting off. Because when you come in this weekend to the Home Depot's Labor Day event, get a $6 manufacturer's mail-in rebate on all 1 gallon cans of Behr paints and stains and Glidden Evermore paints. From drop cloths to paint rollers, we've got everything you need. And now's a great time to make an extra 10% go a long way on a long weekend. When you open a Home Depot consumer credit card account, get an additional 10% off your initial purchase, up to $200 off. Plus, when you spend $299 or more, get no payments and no interest for 6 months. We've got everything you need to get the job done, and all at our guaranteed low prices. A great way to kick off the holiday right. There's lots going on now at the Labor Day event, so make the most of your weekend this long holiday weekend with the Home Depot. Additional terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
If you're an advertiser trying to reach radio listeners between the ages of 25 and 54, look no further. Wham! And our Clear Channel sister station, Mix 100.5, cater to more 25 to 54-year-olds than any other radio station in Rochester, period. So if you're hoping to grow your business by targeting the highly coveted 25 to 54-year-old demo, make sure you connect with the 1-2 punch of Mix 100.5 at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we're going to have to put on our website a chart of 50 gigabytes. 50 mega. What is it?
50,000 watts.
50,000 watts.
0.005. Gigabytes.
We're going to have to put it up in different compression formats, too, yeah. and see how that works. But right now, we're going to talk to Ron from Greece. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Recently, I picked up a new all-in-one peripheral.
Mm-hmm. Printer, fax, scanner.
Yep. And I'm trying to get it installed on my iMac. And when I get it from the manufacturer, the disk doesn't have the drivers.
Hold on a second. Dave, Steve, it's an iMac question. Stop playing.
I'm listening. Okay.
We had to wake Steve up.
All right.
What brand is it?
It's a Lexmar.
The X83 or 73?
No, it's a brand new one. It's a X75.
The 75, okay. Right. So we've had trouble with the 73s.
Well, as it turns out, I go to the Lexmark's website to download the driver, and it asks for my operating system. Well, I'm running 9.0.4, and I've got like a 56 mega BPS modem, so it took forever to get this file. And when I go to actually install the driver, I need OS 9.2. So I'm like, well...
I'm sorry, I shouldn't, and I apologize for laughing.
No, I emailed Lexmark, and apparently that driver's not available yet. And I was wondering if there was some place in the world I could go online and get 9.2 off the internet.
Apple. That they're free downloads from 9.0 all the way up to 9.2.2.
Okay. And you have an address for that?
Apple.com.
Yeah, I was there. I tried to download something last night. Took a couple hours, but it basically was a 9.2 update, which only will install if I already have 9.2.
Right, the 9.2.2 update requires 9.2. So yeah, you'll need to go through three or four updates. You'll need to get the 9.1 update for your 9.0, and then you'll need the 9.2 update for 9.1, and then the 9.2.2 update for 9.2.
Wait a minute, I thought they said Macs were easy.
Well, it's the same thing with all the patches that Windows publishes, but they don't call it different version numbers. There have been thousands of updates to Windows, but they still call it 98.
So I guess the newest operating system in the stores is going to be OS X. Or 10.
Yeah, 10.2 is coming on all new machines now, but it's still coming with 9.2.2 for older programs.
You think I could still find that upgrade somewhere in a store?
No. Well, maybe. 10.2 doesn't come with OS 9 in the box anymore. 10.1 did. So if anyone still has 10.1 on the shelf, that would have come with a 9.2 disc.
Okay.
But the downloads are free from Apple, but if you're on a modem, they're going to be pretty big.
Right.
If you go to apple.com, there's a support tab, and then under that is a downloads tab.
Mm-hmm. That's where I was last night.
Right. You just got to get all the different downloads to get you up to the 9.2.
Do you know how many there are between 9.04 to 9.2?
Three, I believe. The 9.1 update for 9.0, and then the 9.2 update, and then the 9.2.2 update.
Okay. Excellent. Well, it sounds like I got all day to to wait.
That could be. The actual Lexmark installer tells you that it won't run?
Right. Right. It says I need 9.2 or yeah. above.
Because sometimes those are just marketing restrictions that they didn't test it with anything earlier, but the program will still work.
Yeah. If you have a friend who has a Mac and a CD burner and a network connection, that it might be worth, you know, talking to them and possibly getting it some 100 hours early.
So you get it done over the weekend instead of next week.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think you're looking at about 100 megabytes of download.
Sure. Yeah. So, and assuming that it all comes down without any problems. So I would see if you got a friend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Our next caller is Ron from...
No.
Oh, no. We just did Ron from Greece. We're not going to talk to him anymore. Carolyn. We're going to talk to Carolyn from... Carolyn or Caroline?
Yes, Carolyn.
Carolyn from Penfield.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank
yes,
you.
I have Outlook Express 5, and whenever I have this spell checker before I send out a note, and it... I'm sorry. I first should say I purchased this laptop secondhand, and apparently the previous user had... either partially installed or was using off of a CD, Word 2000. So it's prompting for me to install Word 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't thought of that, and fortunately it goes back and does the spell checking, completes that. How can I get rid of that? Also, I did install Word 97, because apparently the former user was also using Microsoft Works, and I prefer Word 97. So I installed it, but whenever I try to open a document, document,
mm-hmm.
it tells me that the application is not found because, of course, it's looking for Word 2000.
Have you tried uninstalling Word 2000?
You can't,
it's not found on the system.
You can't
I tried going through the registry
right.
and doing a search, but the
previous user should have erased the hard drive before he gave it to you.
Yeah. Here's the deal. You can. The second problem is fairly easy to fix. Double-click on My Computer. Double-click on wherever you keep your documents,
yes.
and from a real document, not any sort of a shortcut,
right-click
on it while holding down the Shift key. You'll see a drop-down menu, and on that drop-down menu will be Open With. Click that, go through your list till you find Word 97, and at the bottom there's something that says something like, always use this application,
yep.
open these documents. Hit Enter. That will solve that problem.
Does that mean I have to do that individually?
No. One document is all it takes, as long as you click that little box that says, always use this program to open this type of document.
Yes. I thought I had done that previously, but...
Well, but then now what you have to do before you go opening any documents is go into Outlook Express, and I don't know where they are exactly, but there are helper programs listed somewhere in the preferences.
Okay.
You may want to look and see if one of those helper applications is Word 2000. If it is, change it to Word 97.
I think that's where I had made the change.
There usually is a browse button where you can go look.
Right.
And I'm afraid we are out of time. Try those things, Carolyn. If they don't work, give us a call next week or get on the Soundbites forums at www.soundbites.org. Lots of people getting lots of answers and having lots of fun on those forums, even when they can't catch us on the air, where we will be next Saturday at 12:20-ish. I'm Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and Rob Linton on the buttons, our producer, God bless him, on Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
This is Mark Johnson, the new voice of the Orange Man. Join me for Syracuse Football 2002 from the opener on August 29th on through the battle with Miami here in the Dome. Catch all the action on Rochester Sports Leader, 1180 WHAM.
Now through Labor Day, Lowe's is improving home improvement with low prices on everything you need for your fall projects. Only Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse has American Tradition paint, rated number one by a national consumer magazine for the second year in a row. And this Labor Day, get a $5 savings on every gallon of American Tradition interior and exterior paint. Make this holiday even more colorful. Buy any 4-inch potted mum, and we'll give you a second one absolutely free. There's never been a better time to start your fall projects, because now when you use your Lowe's card for purchases of $299 or more, you'll pay nothing until March 2003. And no one ever beats Lowe's prices, because Lowe's has low prices every day guaranteed. That's our promise. So make this Labor Day the one to remember. Come to Lowe's, where we're improving home improvement. See sales associate for coupon. Credit offer expires September 8th, 2002. See store for details.
How many times have you looked in the mirror and seen a reflection of a much older person? Nature does have its way of playing cruel tricks on us. But now you can make a remarkable change in your life by simply erasing decades of wear, stain, and broken teeth with the miracles of cosmetic dentistry. At Village Smiles, we're experts at restoring that youthful smile that slowly disappeared over the decades. We enhance your teeth and create a beautiful new smile you'll be proud to display. We can achieve this remarkable transformation in as few as 2 visits. I invite you to visit our unique dental office and experience for yourself our relaxed environment and comfortable 5-star service. Cosmetic dentistry of the future is available now at Village Smiles.
Call today to schedule a free, no-obligation cosmetic consultation with Dr. Schwedfeger and give yourself a gift of a new smile, one you surely deserve. Call 385-2033 or visit on the web at villagesmiles.com.
News, weather, sports, and more online at wham1180.com. This is News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester,
a Clear Channel radio station.